Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Ted Fishman. TedCFishman.com. Is that right, Ted?
That's right. Thank you.
Let's check it out, folks. You'll find his writings there. His books are China Inc., which we launched on this show. Also, Shock of Gray. It's all about the aging of the world's population. It's an awesome book, and we launched that one on the show as well. He's working on a new one on concrete, by the way. And I don't know anybody who could mesmerize you about concrete better than Ted Fishman. So, Ted, we're looking for that.
From your mouth to God's ears.
We're looking forward to that new book. Hey, Ted, we're talking about demographics, the influences, the implications.
Let's end on an optimistic note.
Okay, go ahead.
Which is, you know, this huge demand for housing right now shows that Americans still want living room, you know, and the
right.
Suburbanization means that they want room to have families. And so, you know, there's a lot of, you know, the United States has two trends. We have this urbanization trend going on before the pandemic, and now we have this, you know, moving to the suburbs and exurbs. And I think it, you know, once, you know, this plays out, we'll see families start getting a little bit bigger again, I think, because, you know, there will be the living room. And, you know, I see this as a good sign. And, you know, there's a housing shortage now. There's proposals now to build, you know, some of this infrastructure. Well, I don't know whether that's going to pan out, but inside of that bill, there's a proposal to build 4 million new homes.
Wow. By who? By the government?
Know? No, no. It would be through the private sector.
Oh, good. It just scared me.
This shows a strong appetite to address this head on. And, you know, a lot of America's problems are solved first at the mayor, at the local level.
Absolutely. We're the incubator of the world. Ted, I want to touch on something before you go, though, and that's this notion of early retirement.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear people talking about wanting to retire in their 50s or whatever. You know, I've told you my definition of retirement is waiting to die. Aren't we going to need to ingrain in our society that people who are in their 20s and 30s right now, 40s even, maybe even early 50s, need to expect to work until they're 70?
I think you do need to expect to work. You know, sometimes life throws you terrible curves, like the pandemic. The recent numbers on retirement show that retirements are going up for people between ages 54 and 65, but they're going down for people ages 65 to 75.
Hmm.
So that means that people in crisis in those last good years of their working life are having to pull out of the workforce. Now, I fully expect as the economy pulls up that some of those people will be drawn out of out of retirement.
Mm-hmm.
We are just living too long right now.
Say those stats again. Say those stats again, the different ages.
The retirement, the rate of retirement for people between ages 54 and 65 have gone up.
More of those people are retiring than usual.
Retiring, and fewer people,
of the older
percentage of the people 65 to 75 are retiring.
Wow.
So we have this very vital group that stays in the workforce, wants to stay in the workforce, and then we have this other group that's deeply challenged. Either their services are needed at home, they've lost their job, their small business.
Or they just think they can retire. They think they can just check out.
Or maybe the stock market run-up. But the evidence is that it's not the stock market. It's mostly the close. Actually, the worst thing is the closing of small businesses.
Yeah. There's no question. A lot of those people you just described were small business owners a year ago.
Yeah. So they will, you know, these are enterprising people. They'll be pulled back into the workforce.
Oh, no, I think there's no question about it. I think 9 out of 10 people who retire early will find out that it's not all it's cracked up to be. Last thoughts, Ted, on the demographics front.
Well, you know, this is a huge challenge. We have to keep our eye on it. One of the things that I think is really interesting are these efforts to have, you know, we said problems are solved locally by mayors. You know, we're going to see mayors have their own immigration policies where they pull in immigrants to their communities and offer incentives.
Yeah.
And that's how the United States grew in the 19th century and the early 20th century, and will grow that way again.
It's going to I don't doubt it. Hey, Ted, thank you for being here. We always appreciate your erudition and your wisdom and your perspective. Thank you very much.
So glad to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
Ted Fishman, folks, TedCFishman.com. Do not lose that website. Check it out. Follow Ted. You'll get smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessing, and reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.